brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Why do I have so many websites? Why do I have Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com? Why do I have that? Well, it's because our servers get attacked, our servers get hacked. We also just have regular technical difficulties. As we get more and more traffic to the websites, it gets harder and harder to keep them up and to be in the format we have with lots of photos and graphics and images. Just massive traffic. Millions and millions of people visiting the sites every day. Or to be accurate, about every 2 days, over a million people visit all the sites together. Millions and millions a week. And Infowars.com has been down for 2 hours. John Harmon says it was down before 9 a.m. this morning. I noticed it at about 9:15. We're getting phone calls and emails about it. Yes, we know. But this is probably just a technical problem, and we're working on it. The bigger issue is the Internet itself is under attack, and free speech on the web is under attack by governments worldwide, by corporations, and it is happening now. It isn't coming. It isn't over the next hill. It is here with us now, and it's the incremental restriction and phasing out of what is the Internet today, the creation of new networks that are highly controlled, whole governments like Australia preparing to filter out basically all alternative news, quote, free government wireless networks provided through your tax money nationwide in Europe and the United States, openly announcing that basically any alternative news sites will be banned. It will be a consortium of approved sites. And then once that intensifies, Google and YouTube and others, they can intensify their censoring, which they already do with want and abandon, because you won't have a choice. You won't have anywhere else to go. So take that as an example. We can get around hacks and denial of service attacks and massive traffic, but we cannot get around government censorship without a political answer. I mean, they announced 8 months ago in Canada and the United States that Time Warner and Comcast are only going to let you visit a couple thousand websites when you surf the web out of the hundreds of millions that are out there. Hundreds of millions of websites. They say there's tens of billions of pages, but hundreds of millions of sites run by hundreds of millions of people. True diversity of thought and debate to find the best in man, the worst in man on the web. And I noticed about 6 months ago, Time Warner Cable, if I type a URL wrong in on my Time Warner Cable Internet Roadrunner at home or at the office, it takes me to an error page on Time Warner's site. And I've talked to IT people. That's because your traffic is running over their routers. Well, now it's running through them through a filter. And I've got a bunch of mainstream news reporting the facts that we were already aware of, but for anybody doubting it, they're now admitting it, that all of this snooping and all of this filtering and all of this tracking slows the web down and screws up the Internet. But they know that. Then they force you onto Internet 2, and that's their stated plan from public Internet 2 consortium meetings from London to Tokyo to Austin, Texas. You can go pull up the minutes of it. They meet once a year for over a decade and say their job is to kill the old net and force you onto a controlled Internet. So what's happening in the United States, England, Canada, and Europe proper is the gates are being put on. It's like you always went to a park, and then and one day you show up and there's a gate at the park's entrance and a fence, but it's still open. And then you show back up the next week and it's locked, but then come back the next day, it's open. See, they put the gates in place. You understand? Now they're going to start shutting it down.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release
the
shadow.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Governor Jesse Ventura called me 2 days ago and said, I want to come on and thank your audience for helping out Senator Dean Markley. Put the call out here, and over $40,000 came into the campaign allowing them to buy the TV ads. They have a good shot of winning, and the ads are now airing starting today. But he had a funeral he had to go to yesterday, so we're going to have him on, but not for electioneering in the next hour, because there's a lot of other election subjects and other issues I want to, while Ventura's still in the U.S., talk to him about. Maybe he can give you a few tidbits, too, about inside info on 9/11. You know, he's been going around the country investigating 9/11, going to government buildings, going to facilities. And he told the stories on camera, but with the agreement that we wouldn't release it at least for a few months until this pilot's done and aired on True TV. And again, I know a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on that. I'm not really at liberty to get into, but we'll see how much he'll say on air about that. So, second hour, we've got former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura popping in back with us. Then Bob Chatman and the International Forecaster on this Thursday edition, the 30th day of October 2008. And then John Bush, local activist. They are going to be protesting the fact that they're going to have police at checkpoints pulling people out of their cars and threatening them that if you don't violate your Fourth Amendment and your Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination, if you don't engage in this ritual of destroying America with us in the name of everyone's safety, then we're going to take your blood. We've had top lawyers, state officials on to cover this in the last 6 months or so since the Fed started it in San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, Houston. We've had them on the show, and they've gone over the evidence and the facts and the court cases that these aren't real warrants. They just swear out these blanket warrants at checkpoints, and they're doing this in Indiana and Colorado going back 7-8 years. First place we ever saw it was in Tucson and Phoenix, about, I guess it was in 2000. I would read the Tucson paper and the Phoenix paper on air back in 2000. Man, time flies. I think that was 99. And people wouldn't believe it. You know, back then, oh, that's ridiculous. That's shocking. Police at checkpoints taking blood. Now, in Arizona, they just did it without warrants. And with flashlights in the dark taking your blood. Now, they tried this a month ago in Austin, and it was in local KXAN covered it. The Associated Press covered it as well. You can Google it if you want. And they took them to the Austin hospitals and told them to take blood, and they said, well, some of the hospitals said no out of the gate, even though they had agreements with them. The nurses and doctors on call said, that's unethical, and I'm not going to do that. They got a few of them to do it. But then the Austin hospitals, private ones, and then even the city hospital said, put out memos, what, I think a week ago, saying, we're not doing this. Don't bring them here. So, see, now Austin's saying, okay, we'll hire our own nurses and have them in the mobile units, and we'll do it. See, that's why Tucson and Phoenix and places in Indiana that I've seen in the news, that's why they've gotten to that point. Oh, and Illinois is the worst. Where the cops just take it without warrants. It's just like, hey, let's do it. They don't even tell the police that they're opening themselves up to lawsuits they can't even imagine. And, I mean, come on. Real police work can stop drunks. You want to park outside a bar, but they tell them don't do that. Don't run the business off. You want to park outside a bar, and you want to see drunk people pulling out, I can take you down there and show it to you. You want to find people? One beer is driving under the influence and is illegal. They want to throw the book at you. Three beers for the average person in an hour and a half in the average state, average weight, average individual, is driving while you're intoxicated. And it's so hypocritical. We need to get the sloshing drunks off the roads. But you go down here and you, downtown Austin, and you, because that's where some of the good restaurants are, I'll go down there and eat maybe once a month or so. And there are drunks everywhere, stumbling around, falling down, getting in their cars. I mean, all you got to do is put five or six cop cars down there and sit outside bars and watch the drunks come stumbling out. But no, no, we're going to have federally funded checkpoints all over the country on every holiday where you get to pull through and have cops shine flashlights in your face. I, for one, am sick of it. I, for one, am tired of it. All right, I'm already ranting. Josh Bush, local activist here in Austin, a member of the Steering Committee for Texans for Accountable Government, will be popping in the fourth hour today to talk about this and some other issues. But I remember in 99, 2000, going on air and reading articles out of the Denver Post, articles out of different parts of the country, and listeners couldn't believe it. I had people emailing me saying, you're a liar. The police aren't taking blood at checkpoints. Oh, yeah, they are. And your denial doesn't change that. Saying I'm a liar doesn't change it, okay? Of course, now you're not saying that. Now you're, oh, yeah, uh-huh, sure, well, it's to keep us safe. Give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Texans love to drink. Louisianans love to drink. In fact, we drink the most per capita of any two states. You can go look at annual liquor sales. Austin now drinks more than New Orleans per capita. We are now number one in the country. Let me tell you who is really number one in North America. And that's Mexico, baby. And so I'm not knocking the, you know, I'm not being hypocritical here going, look at you Mexicans south of the border, a bunch of drunks. I guess it takes drunks to know drunks. But let me tell you, I mean, you go down to Mexico until recently, now they're all paramilitary, sharp-eyed, you know, black uniformed. But before it was the pot-bellied, drunk, corrupt cop. And believe me, I've seen plenty of them. Gone are those guys. At least in most areas. But you go down to Mexico, it is just drunkenness everywhere. And we got probably 40 million illegal aliens in this country. And it's just on a Friday night, a Saturday night, anywhere in Texas, it's just drunk illegal aliens driving around like maniacs everywhere, smashing into each other, smashing into everybody. The cops pull them over. I've had Austin cops admit this to my face. It's been in the news where cops do arrest the drunk illegal aliens, and they're basically given demerits for other reasons down the line. It's not encouraged. The judges tell them, what am I going to do? I don't even know this guy's name. ICE doesn't come and pick him up. $50 fine. A citizen's caught drunk. You're talking $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and your life is ruined. And my whole issue is, drunk drivers are dangerous, folks. You think I want some drunk killing me and my family? But I want real police work. Every time. I mean, I work a lot until 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Every time I drive home, you always see the drunks. They drive real slow. Well, there's a couple different things they do. They drive real slow, but then they're swerving down the highway. And I just gun it around them, get away from them as fast as I can. Or they're driving a little bit over the speed limit or maybe 10 miles over the speed limit. And then you'll tell when they're concentrating, they'll be driving straight. All of a sudden, I'm over. I mean, we've all seen it. But you try driving home late at night here in Austin, Texas, there are drunks all over the road. I mean, I see drunks every night driving home. Where are the police? Where are you? Instead, you're going to come stick bloodsuckers in my arm. And then you're going to argue, well, you know, we got to get those drunks off the road and people know not to blow now. Well, you know, my liberty, my freedom, that precedent shouldn't be set where you can take things out of my body without due process. And so what you do is you get them falling down drunk on the videotape, or you use the passive breathalyzers they've got now, and you just take them to jail. And then you show a jury that. But that's what the process is like. Better 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go. And, I mean, it's a system. They got liquor ads and liquor advertised everywhere, and drugs are sold everywhere, legal and illegal. And then the cops, you're supposedly out cleaning it up. Cleaning it up! The illegal drugs are shipped in by the criminal groups and the government, openly. The deadlier, even deadlier pharmacological drugs are pushed on the kids by the systems, by the schools. And then the alcohol is advertised everywhere, and in Hollywood, and in culture. I remember being 12 years old, you know, oh, I'm going to play baseball with my friends, and I'd be at a party with the 16 and 18-year-olds, and there'd be beer bongs, everybody getting drunk. Another big part of it's parents. Do you really think your 12-year-old, your 13-year-old is really going to play baseball? You better keep an eye on them. They're not. And so the issue here is responsibility individually. You're not going to stop people from making stupid decisions. You're not going to stop bad parents from not controlling their children. And if you try to set the state up to do that, you're going to create a tyranny 100 times worse than anything any individual or group can create. It's just that simple. So what do? I don't take my children out late at night when all the drunks are out. And I just know the police are great hypocrites, too. I talk to cops all the time who admit when they pull other cops over who are drunk. California, when they run their plates, they know it's a cop and they just let them go. That's been in the news. I mean, cops are some of the hardest drinking people out there. Statistically, they use more alcohol and drugs than any other group, any other profession. But that's okay, isn't it? In fact, some bar in Austin sold two cops too much liquor. They went and killed themselves on a motorcycle, and they came and arrested the bartender. I mean, you got a lot of nerve.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand
Only five full days until the election. And in 6 days, we'll know who the supposed winner is, unless it goes to the Supreme Court. You notice since we got the electronic voting machines and all the corruption, suddenly we hear about martial law and military on the streets, and elections have to go to the Supreme Court, and elections officials go to prison for stealing elections in Ohio, but I mean, we're living in a very corrupt society, and corruption has gotten into the highest levels of government. It's been operating with impunity for decades, and it's going to seed now. Here's some of the news I have today. Uses for the $700 billion bailout are ever-shifting, AP. Goldman Sachs ready to hand out $14 billion in salary and bonus packages in their UK division only. Signs of recession, growth shrinks, consumers retreat. Signs of recession, they're still debating whether we're in a recession. We've been in one for 2 years. Economy shrank in third quarter as consumers retreat. Reuters, consumers feel the next crisis, it's the credit cards. New York Times, the beginning of hyperinflation, the Epoch Times, we'll get into that. Boone Pickens says he sees oil by the summer of 2009 back up at $100 a barrel. That's what I've been saying. Syrians rally against U.S. aggression, mass demonstrations in Damascus and other Syrian cities against the raid that killed eight right when they were about to sign a peace deal with Israel. Can't have that. Former Italian president says provocateur riots then beat the bleep out of protesters. That's a quote in mainstream news. The governments are so corrupt now, they openly give TV and radio and print interviews saying, yeah, staged terror attacks. That's on prisonplanet.com, but we have links to the mainline news reports. 87% chance Obama will become next president, says gambling911.com. That's up on prisonplanet.com right now. Gordon Brown's terror claims for ID cards are bunkum, says GCHQ expert. They've had a whole bunch of the police commanders, the spy grid controllers, the security experts in the government come out and say, this is George Orwell, this is to control the population, this is an enslavement grid, and this is just the latest of a long line. People always say, well, if something this bad was happening, people in government would blow the whistle. You know, government's made up of good people and bad people, just like general society, and we learn about this. We do. We always do. Here it is again. Snow blankets London for global warming debate. Record cold worldwide right now, including the U.S. No way to hide the truth. Cell phones do cause tumors. Get into that report later. Defense Secretary demands funds for new nuclear weapons, offered veils threats of new testing. Seven obese children placed in foster care. That's just some of the news I have here. But here is the first big story on the economic front. Uses for $700 billion bailout money ever shifting. This is the AP. Alex Jones didn't write this. Now, we told you before they passed it under threat of martial law. That's right. We're not in Kansas anymore. Washington, John Dunbar, AP. First, the $700 billion rescue for the economy was about buying devalued mortgage package securities from tottering banks to unclog frozen credit markets. Then it was about using $250 billion of it to buy stakes in banks. The idea was that banks would use the money to start making loans again. But reports surfaced that banks might instead use the money to buy other banks.
No.
Pay dividends.
Oh.
Give employees a raise and executives bonuses. Or just sit on it. Insurance companies now want a piece. Automakers. Even Congress has approved $25 billion in low-interest loans for them. We'll come back and tell you the rest of the story, because it's not $700 billion, it's $5 trillion conservatively, and you're going to pay every dime of it in tax money.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
People ask why I have InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, MartialLaw911.info, WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Well, it's the poor man's way of having redundancy instead of having big, giant server farms and CDNs. Back when we couldn't afford those, we went with each side having its own server. That way, separately, if things got attacked, they were spread out. For days like this, when InfoWars.com has now been down 2.5 hours, but you can still visit PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, and others. But that isn't the issue, InfoWars.com being down for a few hours. The issue is the attacks on the Internet to shut it down, to restrict it, to curtail it. And it's now happening. It's now being openly announced. And finally, the public is not in denial. Just 6 months ago, people would email me when we wrote stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about MySpace being a Trojan horse for Internet censorship was one headline, got picked up a few years ago all over the country. Reported on in, you know, major papers like the San Francisco Chronicle. People said, oh, it can't be true. Oh, no, they're not really planning that. No, we had all the quotes and documents, and now it's like, yeah, they're trying it. Yeah, we got to stop them. So that's the bigger issue. is that the alternative media is kicking the hind end of the New World Order and their lies and fraud and propaganda, and they're losing more and more credibility, so they're moving to try to block it right now. Already at many libraries and universities worldwide, not just in the U.S., and government wireless systems that are, quote, free, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, but then even mainline kind of alternative sites like Raw Story or Huffington Post or right-wing blogs, they're blocked out. Anything alternative, it's already happening. We don't have a place in Internet 2. We don't have a future unless we stand up and expose this and speak out and boycott. Comcast already tried in Canada to restrict people down to a few thousand websites. So did Time Warner and several Texas towns this year as a beta test. People protested and they backed off for now. But governments are coming in. In fact, let's play that now and then I'll get back into the economy. This is now, yesterday Paul Watson wrote a story for PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the fact that Australia has announced Chinese-style national compulsory censorship. And when you actually read the bill, you know, they mention sites about euthanasia and anorexia. They just pick two that are listed. It says anything the government deems offensive, radical, anything that stirs up trouble, anything that is combative, anything that discredits the government. Tony Blair, before he left office last year, said we need to restrict the web. We wrote stories about that. I mean, this is really happening. So here's that news clip from Australian TV.
But first, making news this morning, and the federal government will make internet censorship compulsory for all Australians. The Daily Telegraph says controversial websites...
Let's stop right there. Back it up and start it again. The denial needs to stop. The same hubs, the same grids, the same filters. And a lot of you are out there celebrating. Good. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and GCNLive.com. They're not going to be available. Good. We hate you, anti-American scum. You don't know we're the only people here defending what's left of the country. Oh, I'm sorry. All your little neocon sites are going to be gone, too. Free Republic's on a lot of these lists. And I'm sorry. It's going to slow down the whole web. You understand? The web is very slow in China, very slow in other countries that have these filters. And that's in the news about Australia. It's going to slow the web down. Some analysts are saying by 50%. They want to kill the web with all these filters. Now, stop the denial. Listen to National Australian TV. Listen. Here it is.
But first, making news this morning, and the federal government will make internet censorship compulsory for all Australians. The Daily Telegraph says controversial websites on euthanasia and anorexia could be banned, and that would put our level of net censorship alongside places like China, Cuba, Iran, and North Korea.
A poll on Sunrise this morning asked, should the government censor the internet? Now, 20% said yes, a whopping 80% said no. Dale Clapperton.
Right, stop again. Back it up. Now, hey. 91% in every major Gallup poll say control our borders. Doesn't happen. 75% or more say get us out of Iraq. Doesn't happen. 90-something% don't want more toll roads. 99% in the Houston Chronicle poll being handed over to foreign interests. They still do it. 95% or higher in every poll. Go pull them up. We're against the banker takeover bill a month ago. 1,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress. They still did it. That's a rogue government. In every major poll, people don't like Big Brother. They don't like the cameras. They don't like any of it. They still do it because we don't run jack squat. And we're not going to turn it. People say, oh, that's negative. You're going to be. No, it's positive to address the real problems here and to face the facts and to make preparation for it and not live in denial. I just read to you out of the AP where they're taking trillions of dollars and giving it to themselves as bonuses and giving none of it to the people, and we're paying the bill for it. They're not jump-starting the economy. They're the ones killing it. Look, I know a lot of people out there haven't studied history, but if you had, you'd be horrified because this happens 99% of the time. Tyrannies come to the fore, and they take over and loot everything and destroy the middle class. It's happening now. They've got us right where they want us. They've set all this up. And God help us. Finish up with a clip.
Now, 20% said yes. A whopping 80% said no. Dale Clapperton is from Electronic Frontiers Australia. Now, that's a group dedicated to protecting online freedom. He joins us now from Brisbane. Good morning to you, Dale.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, you don't think we need compulsory internet censorship for all Australians?
No, we've had the internet in Australia for about 30 years now. At various stages along the way, people have raised doomsday scenarios about what was going to happen if the internet was not censored. Most recently, back in 1999, when the Howard government attempted legislation along these lines. But what we've really seen now is people who have grown up with the internet understand it, understand its dangers. People who grew up with the internet as children now have children of their own, and they're quite capable of making informed decisions about it.
Dale, do you have children?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, do you think we need any kind of internet censorship at all?
Stop right there. The power to put a gate on it, and the gates are already there, is the power to destroy it. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft. Let me explain this. You can go pull this up. They built the Chinese control grid that censors out 90%+ of alternative sites. I mean, it's very effective. They built the systems used in Cuba and Iran. They built the systems used in North Korea. They built the systems. They went in. They have designed the national ID card for China. IBM. Google, in all these controlled countries, they run it. They do it for the government. All they got to do is flip a switch here. We've already seen Google and YouTube. You know, we'll be getting 1 million views a day on, say, Terror Storm or Endgame, and they just would knock us back to zero, but nobody else, and knock us out of the top 100. The first day Fabled Enemies came out, it was number one on Google. It was number one the second day, and they just erased it. They just knocked it completely out of the top 100. Now, about 8 months ago, before they would have public view counts on Google video, because they got caught over and over again censoring it to keep you off the front page where you could reach people that weren't in the choir, they would go in there and just knock you off, but it was obvious. The only way you can see your numbers now on Google Video is if you uploaded it. So we uploaded Fabled Enemies so we could internally see what the views were. Millions. Nowhere on the front page. Censored. Cheated. Because, again, people use the Google Video page like a TV guide. They go in and see what's popular. And whatever gets in there tends to stay in there. You think they want Terror Storm or Endgame or Fabled Enemies to be as big as Loose Change? You think they want hundreds of millions seeing it? No, they don't. So they're in there right now doing it. And then 3 months ago, Senator Lieberman sends an open letter to Google and YouTube, owned by Google, and says, we want to give you a list every day of what we want banned. Anything anti-American, anything quote against the troops, anything that shows the terrorists, that means anybody criticizing them, we want it banned. And you know what? They've done that now. And if it shows troops or contractors shooting kids, it's taken down. It can even be on the nightly news, they take it down. Footage of them killing a puppy, they take it down. Footage of troops beating up small children, taken down. But they leave up the video of the beheadings and things. You see, it's already here, and they're eating around the edges. They're eating holes in it. Picture it as the Bill of Rights, laying on a table. It's got silverfish all over it, government silverfish and industry silverfish eating holes, where you can hardly even read the text. There's just moth-eaten holes all over it, and they're just scurrying all over the face of it. You know what? Keep playing the clip.
Internet censorship for parents that want it is already available in the form of software that can be installed on their computers. It's a useful tool that parents can use to control and monitor their children's online access in conjunction with appropriate supervision. This software is already available free of charge from the Commonwealth Government and has been for quite some time. We don't see that there's a case for forcing it on everybody at an ISP level.
Dale, my understanding of that is that the people around the world spend their days and nights working out clever ways of getting around that, so kids can get around those pretty simply.
There are ample ways to get around these types of censorship systems. And for that matter, children enjoy pushing boundaries. It's something that they're good at. And when children have got the degree of technical sophistication that they do these days, it will be fairly trivial to get around any kind of censorship system that the government tries to enforce. The only alternative would be making the system so restricted that it would really be unusable.
Okay, so why do you think the government is pushing for this, Dale?
Several reasons. First and foremost, they went to the election last year promising that they were going to do this, and now they're determined to follow through. There's also the issue that the government needs the support of the Green senators and Senator Fielding and Xenophon, who's an independent and from Family First, to get any controversial legislation through the Senate. Senator Fielding from Family First has already said that, for example, he wants access to certain adult material, which would be most pornographic websites on the internet, blocked for all Australians. And Senator Xenophon, who has...
And that's what they did. When the liquor-running cartels wanted to quadruple or even more the price of liquor, they went and lobbied, and this is mainline history, paid local Christian groups across the United States to go out and lobby for prohibition. Alcoholism then more than tripled. Alcohol poisoning went up fivefold. It corrupted the police, created federal police forces, and you know the rest of the story. Just like they use, quote, moral do-gooders to ban narcotics. As soon as they lost prohibition in the 30s, they then went and banned cocaine and heroin and things like that, which before were available at all your major stores and a lot less people. What is it, about 25% of what currently use it? Used it per capita then, but it energized the black market and destroyed our country. Just they've done it in China 100 years before. I mean, they know what they're doing. That's how they brought China down, was by shipping opium in the British government while it was illegal. That got control of the police, the corrupt mafia, you know, the corrupt triads. And so they know what they're doing here, and so they've got these do-gooders. Oh, there's all this porn on the web. It's horrible. You're not going to stop people going to that. Now, remember going back about 15 years ago, the big push by Al Gore? We got to put internet in all the schools, but then internet censorship had to come and government-approved filters. You know, why don't you go to private industry? Why don't the schools buy the internet filters they want from the hundreds of companies? No, the feds put out a filtration system. And then what came out? In the name of stopping plagiarism, starting in the sixth grade, in the name of looking for violent tendencies, the children all do their papers now in English class on word processors, and that goes to central databases and to government files, and what your children write is kept and analyzed and used. They even have them write, under federal grants, journals on mommy and daddy. And they told mommy and daddy, oh, this is just a database to see if your child's plagiarizing or if there's any violent talk. No. It's under, in one of them nationwide, a BATF, for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives now. They've changed their name. You see what's happening here? And the government's been caught in the U.S. every time they try to pass internet censorship. They go around posting horrible porn on mainline sites. They've been caught with hackers. Another way they plan to attack the web is staged hack attacks, false flags, shutting down whole systems of banking and industry, then claiming Al CIA did it. You see, they don't like the fact that PrisonPlanet.com or the Huffington Post or any other alternative site of the thousands of varieties and flavors out there could go to the Senate banking website and get the blacked out bailout plan that was most of over 90% blacked out. And then that bubbled up through the alternative press. The mainstream media wouldn't cover that it was all secret. And people asked Perino, the White House press secretary last week, well, why is it secret who's been given the money? And she said, well, it's secret and we should just trust our Treasury secretary. And so, see, now that's a mainstream issue, but it never would have been if the alternative media wasn't so big. It's huge. It's giant. Thousands and thousands of huge websites rivaling major newspapers. Newspapers going under, shutting down. Not just their print versions, but their mainline internet's in trouble. Because people don't want your bull anymore. And so they've got to shut us down. They've got to restrict us. That's why people say, well, why do you even care about AM and FM? AM and FM is precious. But now they're bringing back the fairness doctrine with the FCC to try to shut down any liberal, conservative, libertarian, anyone who, quote, states their political view. Oh, you can't do that. And they're admitting that that's coming. So they're attacking the AM and FM. They're attacking the internet. They're attacking the satellite providers. Through monopolies, they keep us off XM and Sirius. Clear Channel owns the majority of those two companies that merged this year. They officially merged last year, but well, they stated they merged last year. They officially finished that up a few months ago. But the point is that all of this is going on. We're fighting to get the word out, and we are kicking the mainline media's butt. People want reality. So please value this radio show. Please value PrisonPlanet.com. Please support us. Because that's how we're able to tell you, by reading the Banker Bill a month ago, wasn't the mainline media that told you that it gave them dictatorial powers or that martial law is being set up.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
That banker takeover bill, simultaneously passing banker takeover bills in Europe and England. What did they do? in unison on all the TV news shows and in the newspapers. They even sent Federal Reserve bankers out all over the country to speak to the business groups locally. They said, this is to get the economy back going. Things are going to crash. We're going to have a depression if we don't, this week, buy these mortgages. Well, we just went and got the Senate bill. And by the way, for days, they wouldn't post it. We finally got it. And it had those lines in there about no one can review this, no one can investigate it, no branch of government can even look at it, no one can question. It can be in the tens of trillions of dollars. Bloomberg properly reported $5 trillion. Ron Paul reported $5 trillion. That's the conservative. A lot of estimates are $10 trillion. All to them. And we told you. We told you what they would do. They are looting everything. This is tax money just being given to them. And what are they doing? In the, because of international laws, they're all, quote, national branches. The national branch of Goldman Sachs alone in England is being given a £7 billion, that's $14 billion, bonuses package. That's UK Daily Mail. Can you imagine the executives are going to be given $14 billion? And that's just in the British bailout. That's what? Over $400 billion now. That's pounds, by the way. $800 billion being sucked up by criminals. This is bank robbery right in front of you. And who guards these banks in New York, in D.C., in London? Riot cops in black masks with machine guns thinking they're guarding everybody from Al-Qaeda when the guys that run Al-Qaeda are inside those banks. Literally, Carlyle Group and the Bin Laden family and the Queen of England owning Carlyle Group. These are degenerate, evil pieces of trash. They're like villains out of a James Bond movie. But in the real world, James Bond works for the villains. He works for Chaos or Dr. Doom or whatever the name is this week, or Dr. No or Goldfinger. Here's AP. Uses for $700 billion bailout money ever shifting. First, the $700 billion rescue for the economy was about buying devalued mortgage-backed securities. Oh, by the way, go ahead and call Ventura. Go ahead and call him now, John. Trey gave you his number, right? Go ahead and call him now. I want to start him right away. First, the $700 billion rescue for the economy was about buying devalued mortgage-backed securities from tottering banks to unclog frozen credit markets. I told you, you'd never get any of it. All you're going to get is a SWAT team raid, folks. That's all you get. And some fluoride in your water and some mercury in your kid's shots. And some fluoride in your milk and your cereal. Then it was about using the $250 billion of it to buy stakes in banks. The idea that the banks would use the money to start making loans. That's where the money's gone. But reports surfaced that banks might instead use money to buy other banks. Well, that's what they've done. I told you, they consolidate. Pay dividends, give employees a raise and executives a bonus, or just sit on it. Insurance companies now are getting a piece. Many automakers, even though Congress has approved $25 billion in low interest rate loans for them. 3 weeks after becoming law, and with the first dollar of the $700 billion yet to go out, officials are beginning to talk about helping a few strapped homeowners keep the foreclosure wolf from the door. As the crisis worsens, the government reaction keeps changing. Lawmakers in both parties are starting to gripe that the bailout is turning to be far different from what the Bush administration sold Congress. Well, of course.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.